Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition, August 2nd. We're already into the 8th month of the year, and we're showing and broadcasting this afternoon. I'm in sunny Buffalo. I know one of the callers on the phone already. He's on, and he's in Tennessee. So we'll have people from all over the country on the call here today. I just want to welcome you. The Blog Talk Radio Show is sponsored by the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. And we really have, I would say, we're like a lot of good organizations. We have a tripod of foundational partners. One's called the Hope Collection. One's called the Golden Rule Collection. And the other is called Marketplace Ministries. These three organizations make up the foundation of changing this world, making it a better place. That's what Len Cain, the founder of the Golden Rule Society, says. Rick Reese says, you know what? There are seven mountains that we can be called on to serve our God, and you should find out what those are. And when you find out what your gifts are, you can go to work and really make a difference in this world. And Rick Reese, who is a leader, an honored leader amongst people that have been in traveling industry for many years, succeeding at helping people build a future for not just now, but their family, and being able to create what we call residual income, prosperity. And that's biblical. And we're all supposed to be doing that for our families. Today, we kind of host this show as the day of travel. And it's because it's such an integral part of all our lives. If you think about it, some of the early travelers, Christopher Columbus was an early traveler, and he got, and some other people, the pilgrims, they got on these little boxes called three-masted ships, and they got and they set sail out and watching the sunset going down, going in the west, and they headed west, young man. And then they eventually found it and landed on their knees. Thank God for safety after months of on the old bitter ocean. And then they arrived and they started a place called America. And in doing so, what they've done is they created a dream that was an opportunity to be able to fulfill what God puts in us and skills and things to be able to serve others and enjoy and have joy in our lives. I believe that one of the great gifts that God has given every single person, and there's not a person he didn't give it to, it's a gift of joy that comes when you serve somebody. And what we're committed to do here on this show, the Blog Radio Optimize Your Life show, is doing being a part of that, being an active member of the Army, the mission of lifting people up, giving them hope, treating them with respect, finding out how they can use the gifts that God gave them to serve even their fellow man. And doing that, we deliver joy. It's one of the fruit of spirits. So I'm speaking like a preacher, but I'm not the preacher. I want to get the preacher guy on here right now. I did not say preacher boy. I said preacher man. Rick Reese, take it away. How are you?
Preacher man. I'm doing just fine. You were preaching just fine, man. I'm doing fantastic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing great. You know, another day is such a beautiful thing. And just appreciating life and just all the wonderful works that the Lord does in our life, seen and unseen. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing to know that you have that, the peace of salvation. And a person's not at peace, you know, where is their mind? Because a mind stayed on him is kept in perfect peace. And we always have to take a look and do that check up from the neck up, actually to the heart down, and say, okay, am I at peace? You know, if not, then where is my mind? But, yeah, we had a great event, And you guys put together, Gary and Ron and Linda, you guys put together a great, great document that that has been passed on to Surge 365 for the event next year, the AAVM, African American Veterans Memorial event. And, I mean, they are, you know, I'm sure it's going to happen just like you guys are envisioning. And because I was talking to Dwayne, and he was just getting some more information, and he said, yeah, let me just go back and we'll run the numbers for the corporation, for the company, for Surge. And so you guys have really impacted at that level where decisions are made. And so many different angles, you know, through Dwayne, through Chris, and just being able to, for them to understand how huge this event is as a national event starting in Buffalo, but with the timing to heal nations, you know, with vacations and just to heal the nation. Mm-hmm. And even that alone and how those names came together and we really didn't, you know, coordinate, collaborate with the, what to call it, but it's being called by the need. And that is that we need to come, as a nation, come together and heal. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is our timing, you know, God controls really all timing. And even yep. though plans of man are made, God is the one that directs the step and controls the timing. And when we can rest in that, but you had the vision and the idea. And, of course, initially we wanted to do it for this year. And the timing wasn't exactly aligned, and so now it is. And you look at that, and you just go, wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if we can always just rest in knowing that God controls that timing. You know, man makes his plans, but God directs the path. And before that, if we ask, before that foot comes down as we take a step, It'll land in the right place if we ask. And so I'm excited. And it was great talking to Dwayne. And you guys have put together a fantastic plan that Dwayne sees. And that's the other thing that's really interesting, is that no one can even see you until God quickens their understanding. It's almost like no matter how much you was telling them, telling Chris, telling Dwayne, you know, trying to set up a Zoom, they really can't see until that understanding is quick. And so what happened this weekend, you know, I just was a part of it, you know, a small part of it. What you guys were doing was the major deal. But he sees it. He sees you. And that's he sees Buffalo. You know, more than just an industrial town, you know. But he sees Buffalo. And he sees the event. And now it's just a matter of them going back and figuring out, from their perspective, the timing. So, but great job. Awesome job.
Well, thank you. Rick, I want to, in front of everybody and the archives of this show, which anybody will be able to go back and see or hear, many times when people will call and say, I missed the show. Will you send me a copy of it? And I got my buddy, Gary Humphreyville, is here, and he is really perfected. He and Linda, his wife, have perfected setting up the show and running and having everything ready for us. And then somebody calls and says, I'd like you to send me the link so I can get to that archive show. I make a phone call, and you know what? I don't even think twice about it. It's done every time. And so it's great to have people who choose to be reliable. And then no matter what their circumstances, they choose to be, I think they've chosen to be part of the mission of the message, which is critical for all of us, not just for the Heal Through Hope campaign, but for our campaign as citizens in God's kingdom. And I'm proud to be a part of that any day of the week. And Rick, I just got to tell you, a connection was made. Our director for the whole stage program on the event day when we dedicate the African American Veterans Monument. This is historic. There isn't one. No, there's not one that exists in the country. And of all the museums and monuments that we have, this is truly a break in the ice to be able to say, we're going to honor, we're going to lift up, we're going to put our faith of believing in others who have given all to each of us so we could live a better and free life. And we're going to have respect. The morning, I'll share a couple points of the actual event of the celebration part of this whole program, is we're going to have every veteran that's ever walked across or been or had a uniform, men or women, and we're going to have them go across the platform. And I've got Linda created a very special tag that it's the, I got a copy of one right here. It's got the HDH, Heal Through Hope logo. It's got a Hope logo, and it has the African-American Veterans Monument, a picture of the monument, and it has the date and the title, Healing America Through Hope. But at the top of this, it says, our hometown hero. And we're going to put one of these around the neck of every single veteran that goes across stage. I don't care if we spend 3 hours having them parade across that stage. And some of them we're going to have to carry because, you know, they may be in a wheelchair or crutches or whatever. I don't care if they come in a hospital bed. We're going to honor them, and there's going to be a camera on them. And I have an announcement to share with you today, Rick, that I knew about last week, but it was only in the works. We have been contacted by the president of ABC News, you know, the national television, one of the three major networks, of the four major networks. ABC National and ABC Local, which is called WKBW News, the president has contacted us and said these words, I'm in. They are going to do a documentary of this whole evolving project and program and how it's going to affect lives, not just now and the next July 4th. They're going to do a documentary, and they're going to run it. ABC News is going to run this on Veterans Day this year, which is an announcement, national announcement of this program. Now, I'm in the midst right now of negotiating with a couple what we call sponsors, because there's a few costs involved in putting this on. And, you know, Uncle Sam's got to get his piece of the pie, and there's bureaucrats that have set up rules, and you got to pay for stuff to get things done. Well, that means you have to do what they call monetize. You got to find a way to either ask, put your hand out, or you got to find for people that will do things for you, and that's still monetization. Somebody had to put forth the effort and the energy to accomplish making it happen. Well, we just got ABC News and ABC News Local WKBW Television, and they have digital marketing program. They're in the cloud. They have the television stations, and they have another avenue that I'm just not familiar with. They're going to put together a promotional and documentary on what we're doing. And so what I'm excited about is that's monetizing our program, because that now I don't have to have an advertising budget. When we have the contract signed, and we're in the process, we have some detail work. There's always follow-up work. It just doesn't happen because we say we want to do it. But we've been doing a lot of groundwork to make it very pleasurable for Surge 365 to say, we want to bring our entire nation of Surge to Buffalo as a destination, a historic destination next year. Now, when they do that, we got hundreds of hotels in the Buffalo area. I got the book with the number on it and everything like that, and so many thousand hotel rooms. They do that. Surge does that. We're going to fill hotel rooms, and people with restaurants, the hotels. Oh, how about when they fly in? How about transportation when they rent cars? Or how about when they come in by train or bus? All these companies and other, then let's take Niagara Falls, let's take the Colored Musicians Club, let's take the Underground Railway Museum, Harriet Tubman, that helped bring the slaves up from the north before emancipation took place. We've got all these historical sites that people are going to go to and families are going to go. We're right on the Niagara River. They're going to take people. They're going to take boat tours on the Miss Buffalo. There are people going to go across the bridge 10 minutes from where this monument is being built. 10 minutes, they'll be in Canada. And they'll go up to Toronto, or they'll go over to Niagara and Lake, or they'll go over to – there's all these historical and destination, vacation experiences that people are going to take advantage. Now, when people come, air, hotel, transportations, whatever, all those things, that's money spent, invested, monetizing, and how many more people? Now here's the real key. This is from Surgery 65 in our perspective as a company, because Gary and I are both Surgery 65 travel agent owners and Vortex members and YTB travel agents. We're all certified. We are those. We are those people. So that's one of the things. We know what's going on in the travel world. Thank you, Rick and Brenda. Well, that is going to help when somebody registers to come to this event. They're not. We have a company. It's called Allegheny Plastics, and the owner is a proud American. He's so excited to be working with us. We'll have each person, each family is going to get a card. Well, no, each person registered, and they will go online and register, and they're going to be in our database so we can continue communicating with them. But on that, I'll call it application, they're going to get a request. How would you like to belong to a discount travel club that will allow you, no charge, allow you to get extravagant discounts, and you know it'll be the lowest price available in the marketplace. And all the there's no hidden fees behind it. The taxes are paid and the charge. Like when you go to Expedia, you go book a room. Well, guess what? When you get there, you better have more money than you had when you say you book, because what's going to happen is they're going to charge you additional. If the city has bed taxes, if the city has sales tax, that's got to be added in after you get there. They don't advertise that in their pricing. We do. Our prices include the taxes, the hidden fees. So you get a real price from Surge, Vortex, and YTB. So there's what we are is a substantially higher integrity company, in my eyes, in my book. So we're going to make everybody that go to everybody has to go online and register to get in. And when we get to the, we got a tent that when we have big organization programs like concerts, you have to go through that tent. And you have to show ID. That's you have to do that. That's a requirement, not just because we choose it. It's a requirement. And we'll have you registered as someone that registered to come on. You say put your name in, you put your wife's name in, and how many kids you're bringing. So when you show your pass, you can get in, and then you go into the bowl where there's 10, 20,000 people can sit, and some of the people will be VIPs or veterans that will have some chairs for those folks, and the rest will be able to sit in the grass and watch it around the edge of the – they'll be able to sit and watch the concerts and the programs. And we have big television or screens, 40-foot screens that you'll be able to see everything. And there are all kinds of entertainment and things going on during this event. But it's registry, and we're going to have be able to track it. But when they register, they're getting offered to sign up a pool acceptance to sign up to be a Vortex member. Surge, and of course, then they're also, would you be interested in it? Well, we're going to promote people who want to have an interest in becoming a travel agent, an income source. And we're going to make that available. We're making that available to everybody. And so those people, we're expanding the base of the customers for all for travel, for Surge members and travel agents. This is going to be used for fundraiser for some of the nonprofits that support this whole of effort going forward, create a cash stream called Funding by Travel. Rick Reese and his wife invented it with the Surge company. So that's another what we're out to do. And then there also is going to be, I will make the announcement now, the CEO of the company is going to, is accepted to do a open opportunity meeting. It'll be it won't be the weekend of the event, but during that week sometime, we're going to have an invite-only opportunity meeting to people that anybody here locally or
a lot of our Canadian friends have been cut off. And now they're going to be able to come over here and they're going to be able to connect, reconnect. And I remember taking Chris Coakley around Toronto, got him lost one afternoon, a rainy day, when he was there for a seminar years ago. And he still remembers that. He reminds me. He told me to get a GPS, by the way. But he's going to do an opportunity meeting that people and from everywhere can invite someone to come see the opportunity of a travel ownership agency. Now, our purpose in doing that is to grow the presence of and the business success of Surgery 65 and all those, and Vortex and YTB, all those people that participate. This isn't just come and have a good time in Buffalo. It is, but we're making available economic improvement for the lives of people in our communities all over the country. And people who are going to be coming here along with the people that live here. I'll tell you what, if, between now and then, I make sure I have some new folks lined up to bring along. Because when Chris Coakley is his name, CEO, a gentleman that grew up dirt poor and became the CEO of a major corporation in the world. He's going to probably tell that story on stage because he is one of our guest dignitary speakers. But he's going to prove that you can start with no running water and no indoor plumbing and become the CEO of a company. Live pretty good. He does live pretty good, don't you, Rick? You were at his house this weekend, wasn't it? I guess he's living pretty good down there.
Yeah, he looks really good. Hold on one second. Keep talking for a minute.
Okay. So, guys, I'm sharing about what's happening, not just for the benefit of the African-American Veterans Monument, which will be dedicated. We have got, and we're setting up a midway that will be a private midway. That's going to be just open to the general public. We're going to take one day and let all the veterans and their kids go to this midway. We're going to get a sponsor that'll pay for having that, to pay for whatever it is the cost to have that midway there that day. We also have an organization in Buffalo and their headquarters are in the Oshai Children's Hospital, which is one of the world-renowned children's hospitals around the world. And they have a program and an agency there that helps autistic children and their families. So one of the days we're going to get a sponsor to cover for all the autistic children, parents and their children, to be able to come and have a private session at the fun day out at the Outer Harbor and during the week of the celebration. And then those are just a couple. We have a program where college-age kids are going to be able to, and who are in musical education, we're going to have competition. Gary Helfenstein's arranging this with Dr. and Professor David Musial, our stage director, who's a professor in music, graduated from NYU, and he went to Juilliard School of Music. I think he's pretty good. He's got an Emmy. He's an Emmy Award winner. He's directing a program that's going to have competition for those kids, college-age kids. And when they work on our program for the stage and everything like that, they're going to get college credits. So that's another extension coming out of this program. We're going to have the Western New York Chamber of Commerce Days where different chambers of commerce can bring their Chamber of Commerce, and their members come downtown and get the double-decker buses and have them take tours around Buffalo and see what a great city it is, because a lot of people haven't been downtown in a long time. And it is, when you get to the Buffalo Naval Park, you know we have the four ships there, the USS Croker, which is a submarine from World War II. If you've never been on a World War II submarine, that's an experience. We've got a destroyer escort called USS Sullivan. It's dedicated to the four Sullivan brothers that died in World War II, which set the stage that will never be allowed four family members at any given time to be active in the service because of what happened to the Sullivan brothers. And they named the ship after them. It's in Buffalo. Then we got the Little Rock, and that's another destroyer escort. And that boat, they just commissioned a brand new, because that one's decommissioned, the new USS Little Rock, which is back. They have it down at Jacksonville, Florida, is where the Navy dock down there is. And that new ship is where its home is now. But we commissioned it historical. First time in the history of the Navy they commissioned a ship in a non-Navy Navy yard. And so that ship that goes, that thing goes 200 knots an hour. Do you realize how fast there are race cars that just don't hit 200 miles? This thing is so fast, it's 300 foot long. It does not have a propeller on it. It's a jet ski, 300 foot long. And this thing has got the most modern electronic electronics in it. And they can put two Navy Air Patrol helicopters. They can put two what look like big PT boats. They can put four drones with cruise missiles on them. And this thing is protected. It has a lot of neat stuff. And to look at it, smooth. The sides of the ship are all smooth. You don't think of it as a Navy ship. It's got some hidden places that some guns can come out of it. It's got a big turret cannon on the front of it. It's protected. But, guys, it's the most modern technology in mankind on this ship to protect us. And that was dedicated at 9 degrees. It was December 9th. I'm sorry, it was 13 degrees outside in a snowstorm. 9,000 people came out to see that event. And my wife and I have the privilege of being the escorts to the Secretary of the Navy and his wife, who were there to commission the ship. Guys, Buffalo is such a historic, wonderful place to visit. We're going to have people coming out our ears, not going to know where to put them. And so this next summer, and after we get through all this stuff that's been going on with the COVID, new COVID, old COVID, that COVID, this sick and that, when we get past all this, people are just going to be thrilled to be able to be alive and free and travel, come to see Niagara Falls, one of the seventh wonders of the world. That's incredible. If you've never seen it or been near Niagara Falls, you can go behind it. There's a staircase that goes behind Niagara Falls. You go down the Cave of the Winds, and that's where Tesla built the first AC electronic creating electricity, not Thomas Edison, Tesla. And, you know, Tesla cars, well, now you know why Tesla cars are AC current. And that history is here, too. So, guys, I'm running off my mouth because basically I get a little excited about what we've got to offer in Buffalo, New York. And every day there are new experiences of people that are coming to us and saying, we want to be a part of this. I know for Coach Rick, we got a real special treat for him. The Commander Alex of the recruiting of the National Guard and the other branches of the service, the commander of the recruiting station in Buffalo, when I called him, and I'd already been to his office to meet with Captain Mike, the director of recruiting, and we met and I shared the story, what we're doing. And when Alex, the commander, and he read what we're doing and asked, I said, well, would you guys consider being a part of it? His words to me were, he's a recruiter. Where do we sign up? And now they have agreed to do a demonstration. They're going to have a couple of their neat helicopters where the guys in a combat outfit are going to rappel down ropes and land and then go back up them. And it's going to be out there. We're looking and planning on having the 104th Air Wing supply Hercules. I think it's 104th is the division, and they're going to do flyover. We're going to have fireworks for the family on Saturday night. I think this is going to be rather exciting. Would you think, Rick?
Powerful. Very, very powerful, Ron. Thank you for just breaking it out. And I know there's more, because I know Gary was putting something together there for the prayer that's going to happen on Sunday.
Oh, yes, we're going to have a non-denominational citywide open church service for everybody that's coming. It's coming to Buffalo as a visitor, and everybody that lives here, we're going to have a service, and we're going to just have a celebration service and a service of joy and unity and respect and drawing people together. So that's another major part of this program. Also, there's another event that's really kicking the whole thing off. And, Rick, I know you appreciate this. In the Civil War, at the end of the Civil War, our president Abraham Lincoln, who's considered the greatest president we ever had, he made a proclamation. It was called the Emancipation Proclamation. He declared when the North won the Civil War, he said, "We fought this because we're ending slavery. No man has a right to be over any other man, period. Our Constitution said all men are created in God's image and are created equal." And what that means is that we're going to respect each other no matter where we come from, whatever we are, whatever the color of our skin, no matter what, period. That's not up for debate. It's not an issue. Well, can you imagine having, I never, you know, everybody knows me, I'm not black. So, but I can appreciate and understand people who have been oppressed like that, being slaves. And so when they got the proclamation in Galveston, Texas, because that was the farthest point from Washington, D.C. in the country, and the troops walked in and read that proclamation, they had a celebration. The people, they're now free. They're no longer under their master. They're no longer, they can own property. They can own a business. They can become. And it was a state of celebration. And the celebration was called Juneteenth. It is now a national holiday. President Biden, one of the things he did is he signed it in that it's Juneteenth is a national holiday, just like Martin Luther King Day or George Washington Day or Veterans Day. It has that kind of equal footing as a celebration nationally. Well, Juneteenth celebration in Buffalo is the second largest one in the entire nation. And they have the second longest parade, and they have a festival over in the park, Martin Luther King Park. And that's going to be going on. It starts off this whole program about a week before. And so we're kicking it off there and all the ways that we're going to be involved with them, they're going to be involved with us. And then we're going to just keep moving each day and each week going into this till we have the whole program. And then I call it more than the icing on the cake. It's your Sherry and your Shirley Temple.
Well, that's Ryan, that's awesome. Well, you know, you have a great way of telling stories. You know, this is you have taken us on an epic journey. You know, and it has been fun. I know for the folks that are listening, it has been fun seeing the imagination come up with an idea, and being able to put that out there. And seeing how it just evolves and comes to life. And that's something that is, I think, it's just so powerful for visionaries to be able to do that. And so I appreciate yourself and I appreciate Ron and you and Gary for just sitting down and putting the initial idea down and then just seeing all of this evolve. Because, you know, not a lot of times people don't put the idea down, and so nothing ever happens. But even when you don't see a way for it to happen, you know, or a way for it to come to pass, just putting the idea down alone, and then things will happen. Like you said, build it, and they will come. And they're coming. And it's amazing how it's growing. And you'll have people that will come out of the woodwork saying, "Hey, I've always been watching you and agreeing with you. I'm glad you kept going."
Rich, you know what those people are called? Relatives.
What's that?
The people that do that, those are relatives. I didn't know you could do that. I never thought. Oh, wait, no, no. I always knew he was going to do something like that. He always did.
I always knew. I always had your back. I knew you was going to be successful. I knew it.
Yeah.
I was watching. I was right there with you. You may not have seen me because I was so far back, but I knew. I always knew it was going to happen, and that's okay.
Well,
that's okay.
Rick, what's so special, and today's the first day that I really have been able to share, not because I couldn't. It's just there's so many parts to this thing. But to be able to put the emphasis where it really belongs in terms of the surge convention part of this, that we're not just asking the company to bring their staff and the core of what the company is and share training and opportunities to grow and gather and recognize leaders and achievement. We're not doing it just to have a good time. We're doing it because the objective of this company from day one with Coach was to provide an honest and uplifting and integrity mode of creating family prosperity and changing lives and making a difference in this world. Honoring each other, honoring our country, honoring all those who contribute to make this a better place. And by the way, it's important that they prosper financially too. So they created a system of returning earnings for what you do. It's commissions, it's bonuses, it's the benefit for serving. And there's nothing wrong with that in any way, shape, or form. It's sort of like the guy who took the penny and buried it. God didn't reward him. The one guy that took the three pennies, he took and put them to work, and they turned them into six. And the guy who had five multiplied it even more than that. And God really blessed him. Story is a true story out of that Christ taught disciples and people to realize that it's important that we honor and respect, and we honor by paying people a value for what they've done. And that's good. That's not evil. In fact, you know what's funny? I had someone tell me one time, one of the schools that Joel created, a curriculum, it's called a Curriculum for Prosperity, Hope for Prosperity. And I know someday that's going to be taught in your economic enterprise host, centers that you're having, Rick. But one of the keys, he starts out with talking about what makes the free world different from the other kind of world. And it's called my financial system called fiat. So we're getting, by the way, you're getting an economics lesson today. The fiat system says this. When you give money to a bank, let's say you give them $10, they take the $10 in, and then they, what do they do with it? They hoard it? No. They give it out. In fact, they give that $10 out eight times. And what that does is that's investment in other things. It allows people to own homes, cars, businesses, travel, the credit cards. They're providing prosperity out of what they do. Now, most people look at banks and say, all the stuff they say. Well, that's because they probably bounced a check, and it was their fault. They're the one that spent money they didn't have. That's not even biblical. So banks got a bad name, and there are some banks that have taken advantage of people. I'm not saying there isn't bad advantage in anything. But for the most part, the reason we have the wealth and prosperity in this world, and particularly the United States of America, we've become the greatest economic powerhouse in the history of mankind. Because we have capitalism, free enterprise, and the fiat banking system. If you say to somebody, you go around and tell people, do you know one of the most generous businesses that are in the world? And they'll go, United Way, or they might say United States government. they might say a lot of things, but the last thing they'll ever say is a bank. But I got a question. How many of each of us, for every $10 we take in, how many of us even give $10 tithe to a church to help make it grow? See, we all are short of what weakling the banks are taking advantage of people. Just the opposite. They're making our lives and the world more rich and more stable because there's an economic system that rewards serving. Guys, we just have to
absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about serving people. And I'm on the Hope Collection website, thehopecollection.com. And I just appreciate what Joel has put together for us and laying a foundation for us. And it covers every area you could think of. Thehopecollection.com. If you want to go there. In fact, I'm going to give this link to Dwayne at Surge365. Helping others by helping them help others. What a statement. Helping others by helping them, empowering them to help others. And that's what hope is all about. And the mission is to identify, and this is what got me when I heard Joel speak on Burl Walk's radio show, and I didn't know him, but when I heard him speak and I heard him say the mission of hope, and he said, our mission is to identify and supply resources that will support projects that will provide substantial and sustainable social and economic growth in these fields, the eight fields, health and wellness, performing and fine arts, family issues, development and housing, technology, energy, communications, faith-based leadership, education, food and nutrition. That pretty much covers everything. So being able to identify and supply resources that support projects within these eight areas, how powerful is that? And so when I heard that, something inside of me, a light actually came on, and I could see all the things that I was doing, involved with, aligning with the Hope Collection in some way, and even with travel, and say, okay, this is one of the businesses that's vetted through the Hope Collection. So you can trust all the businesses that are part of the Hope Collection that have been vetted and are part of the business incubator. But it goes on to say, never in the history of man has there been a greater opportunity to do more good for the ever-growing number of people in the world than now. And we know we reach out to 250,000 first responders, veterans, and their families, and really anyone who has a need. It goes on to say, globalization in the 21st century requires smart living answers, stimulates creativity, and demands trusting relationships. And that's all we're doing, is building trusting relationships. And, of course, Ron, meeting yourself and the Garys on the call and all the people that are involved and the board and just all the quality people that are involved. As technology expands, research, education, communication, idea exchange must come together to build and implement sustainable collaborative models. And that's all we're doing. Of course, on Tuesday we talk travel, but every day of the week we're talking a particular area. No one group has all the answers, but many have and are now working at creating and applying solutions in segmented areas. So, when, of course, when I heard Joel speaking and talking this, I'm like, hey, I want to be a part of that. There's people listening now that want to be a part of it. The Hope Collection is looking to identify emerging solution-based organizations and provide direct and applied support for them, facilitate this process, and help build viable financial models. We all know about the duplex model, with those that can drive the sustainable quality of life at all levels of society. That's all we're doing in a nutshell. And it goes on to break down each of the eight areas. So when I went to the website and I saw this, Ron, I just said something inside of me just stirred. And it's like, I gotta find someone. I gotta talk to Joel. And Joel called me after he spoke. I'm like, wow, how'd you get my number? But anything that's supposed to happen, believe me, will happen. Divine connections that are supposed to connect, believe me, will happen. And that's why I appreciate with you and Gary brainstorming this idea of hope for the nation and healing the nation. And now it's taking on a life, and we haven't even seen anything yet. But it's going to take on a life of its own because the timing is right. And I forget who made the quote that, you know, you can't stop an idea you can't stop whatever it may be whose time has come, whether it's an idea or whatever it may be. Nothing can stop it. You know, soldiers can't stop it. Nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. And I believe that's where we are today. You know, with the with healing the nations, and I believe that's what Dwayne saw this weekend. You know, where he actually was, I had time I myself, even though there was a room full of people, I had his full attention. And the only reason I know anything is because you guys shared it with me. So I'm talking, I was like, okay, yeah, that's what I read, okay, yeah. You know, and he's listening and hanging on every word. And the only reason I know anything about the whole collection is because Joe shared it with me. And as many times as he reinforced the duplex model and what we're doing and our mission and reinforcing that. And that's what a great leader does, is they reinforce, because this mission that we're on will outlive all of us. You know, it will go on. It will continue. New players will come in. New players will get involved. And I know when I first started just getting involved in the whole collaboration, we talked about the movie Pay It Forward. And that provided a visual for me of what this is all about, and just paying it forward at the expense of everything. Everything that you may think you own or have or are protecting, you're paying it forward, and the act of paying it forward takes on a life of its own. And it's like the domino effect, you know. The dominoes just keep falling. And that comes down to building substantial and sustainable. It becomes something that is sustainable. Now imagine the domino effect happening with social and economic growth in the timing and context of where we are right now, you know, at the back end of this pandemic, getting better, you know, going towards healing, and for such a time as right now. So the opportunity is just tremendous. And you talked about the bank system. Yes, the bank system is great, and it's great, and this is one of the things I appreciate about you, Ron, being able to see the power of the vortex as a tool that transfers significant wealth. You know, not just onesie, twosie dollars, but the vortex as a tool that transfers wealth without effort. And, I mean, you hear me say that all the time. And the model that I look at in saying that is Expedia's in 2019, $98 billion. And I look at the industry, the Vortex, by the way, for those who don't know, is a booking engine that Surge provides. And moves Expedia to the side, but it's connecting to the very same. It moves Expedia to the side as the broker middleman connecting consumers to the travel vendors. Give them the boot, put the Vortex in. Now consumers, global consumers, are now going through the Vortex to book with the very same vendors who pay whomever sends them the business. So Expedia sends them the business in 2019, $98 billion. People booking online, $762 billion in 2019. Projections, forecast for 2022, people booking online, $191 billion. The Vortex allows us to participate in that global market space. And one of the questions that I have and that I'm walking out is it possible, based on people of understanding, groups, churches, organizations, businesses, schools, that may be looking for a way to transfer money? They need money coming off the end of this pandemic. Is it possible for them to come into Surge, take that Vortex link, which is a complimentary link that they can give to their consumer base, their members, their supporters, strangers? It's a global link that converts into multiple languages where people can pay in multiple currencies. Get it out around the world, that one link, and all the business transactions, the travel transactions that happen through that Vortex that they give out are linked back to them. And so now, instead of people booking globally, because Expedia is a global company, booking through the Expedia, and that $98 billion comes back to them, and you can't fault them because it is business, and they've got a great business model, but we're now giving them the boot and sending the Vortex out in the same market space to the same travel vendors And now they're booking that same Marriott hotel. And the Marriott coming through the vortex is now paying Surge. And here's what Surge is doing with the same profit that Expedia keeps that makes them $98 billion. We're saying, no, let's pass on a savings for the person that's booking through the vortex, a savings of up to 60%. They're going to be happy because it's the same Marriott hotel. It's the same Cancun resort. Save up to 60% booking through the vortex. But here's the beauty of that, because it's a win-win situation. Not only is that customer, that traveler, saving up to 60%, 60% of whatever they save comes back to the owner of the vortex, which may be a school, which may be a church, an organization. We work with businesses, turn travel expenses into revenue. It may be an individual, but now we have a tool that taps into global travel wealth that allows us to harness and redirect that profit wherever we want it to go, where it's really needed. And being able to do that, now we can fund the ministry, we can fund the schools, we can fund community projects, and because we have access. And so the greatest benefit of the vortex is it gives access to global wealth. So the question is, what market share, based on people who have a shared vision, whether it be a church with a shared vision or a school or an organization, where they say to their members, here, book through this vortex, as 7.7 billion people locked down last year are busting loose. They call it revenge travel. I got to go someplace. People on this call, where are you planning to go? Everybody's planning to go somewhere. But we haven't even seen. These are like the early adopters that are brave and peeking out and going places. Imagine over the next 2 years when the masses feel free to travel. So now we want to harness that. So what do we do right now? Churches, get the vortex. Give it out to the members. There is no time period. There is no hidden fees. There's no restrictions. And book, have your people book through that link. And even now, as the world is beginning to return to travel, you're overriding that return. You have a tool in place. Start planning what projects you want to support. You want to build a new building. You want to reach out into the community. You want to start another part of your business and expand it. You know, you as an individual, you want to help someone, somewhere, somehow. You know, with the money that you earn through the vortex without work. You talk about, and Gary, you mentioned this, passive income. Expedia makes passive income. Of course, you know, Barry Diller bought Expedia, $17 billion to purchase Expedia back in early 2001, 2002. And $1 million a week, even today, to maintain it. The vortex puts you in that same market space for like negligible. In fact, a person can join Surge now for $79 and $19 a month, $20 a month, and have the vortex, and which they can give out to the world, have the membership, the wholesale travel club membership, where they're saving up to 70% on their own travel, personal travel. They can add three additional names to that vacation club membership. Shop online through the Vacation Club membership. They can earn reward credits, which are kind of like credit card points. And those reward credits are earned when someone books through the vortex. And not only are they earning 60% of what that person saves, but they're earning reward credits when that person books. So if you're looking at corporate money and somebody booking through the vortex, corporate money is coming back and corporate level reward credits are coming back. Again, which are kind of like credit card points that can be spent for free travel or, you know, I was talking to a gentleman who is over a huge organization a couple of days ago. He came on board and he said that his wife is president or on the staff of the Charmettes, whomever they are. It's a national organization and their next convention is in Atlanta. And so I told him, I said, you know, they need to come on board and give that vortex link out to all the members, and they have thousands of members that are going to be converging on Atlanta next year. Now imagine the members booking the travel arrangements through their own personal Vortex. It's a personal booking engine, and of course, owned by the organization. So they're going to save up to 60% when they book that hotel, when they rent that car, when they book that flight. And the flights are competitively priced, but they earn reward credits. All of that rolls back to the organization, the Charmettes. I wonder what they do. That sounds like an awesome name. But all of that money rolls back instead of rolling away from them, going to Expedia and others, other booking engines, now comes back through the Vortex. How powerful is that? And I look at that model, and it just makes me believe they're tapping into wealth with no limitation is something you don't take for granted, because money actually is locked down and you don't have access to money like this, like Expedia does, like Priceline does, and like we do through the Vortex. So Ron, when that light comes on, this is going to be, and as we ride the return of travel, get ready. It's all in line with the mission of providing hope.
Amen. Well, Rick, thank you so much for the depth of your sharing the impact of what we're made of. And I'm just so thankful that God brought you guys into our lives. And it's him. I mean, it's absolutely. The chances of you and Brenda and Lynn and I, or Gary Helfenstein and his wife, or Gary Upfordville and his wife, the chances of us ever meeting is about like us landing on the moon without a rocket. It ain't going to happen. So, but you know what? There's an awful lot of people that we need to make that happen, because they need to have the same type of hope and joy that we've been given. And isn't that what we all agree that we should be doing for each other? So that's our mission.
Ron, this is Ron.
Yes.
It's Country Voice.
Oh.
I heard that.
Hey, Country Voice.
I heard y'all talking about the ATL. I'm glad you showed us how to set up a toll booth on the information superhighway, so we don't care whether they're going or coming, Rick. If they're going to Atlanta or coming from Atlanta, we're going to be able to redirect that money, that finance. And before we close out the show, you guys, I have a friend on, met her last evening, and had a real quick, short conversation, and she said, wow, I was about to give up on hope until you came along. So before we close out the show, if y'all don't mind, Del Rey, are you there? Del Shea, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Say hello to the Hope Collection and the Hope Foundation.
Hello.
And the Hope Crew and the Hope that you was praying for.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You sound like you, if I can picture you right now, and I don't care if you're in a dark room, your eyes are showing bright right now, aren't they? You light up a room when you walk into it. Well, thank you for coming on our show today and brightening it. Please come back again. And here's my prayer. Get connected with Country Boy. I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Buffalo, New York. I know Country Boy. Uh-huh. We spent time together in the last years. He is a magnificent.
Hey, Ron.
He's a
Ron.
Leader.
Hey, Ron, let me say, so what did you like best about what you heard?
The spiritual part and the being able to connect with people in church.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah. And what you guys are doing for the community.
Del Shea, I put you on the spot before we go off the air? Ron, I'm kind of interrupting at the last. But
uh-huh.
She called me and woke me up this morning. She called me and woke me up this morning and said, Country Boy, I got something I want to share with you. You was giving me hope. I want to give you something back. And she only talked for about 30 seconds. And she said, you remember you told me to write it down and make it plain? I got a journal here that I wrote some stuff down in years ago, and I got it out And I read it, and I go, wow, to myself. So if y'all don't mind, Delshay, do you still have that your journal in front of you?
Yeah, I still have my journal.
I know we only have about 2 minutes left, and I hope we don't get disconnected because right at noon they cut us off anyway. But going into the air, if you don't mind, Delray, share as much as your prayer and hope that you shared with me with the Hope Collection right now, if you don't mind.
Okay. So I wrote, Father God, my strength comes from you, Lord. Although many obstacles come in my way, I will never cease to trust you. I'm sorry, we'll just fall over. Oh, God, okay. I will never cease to not trust you. You are and cannot fail, God. You are most powerful, most omnipotent, and I am gracious of you, Father God. I know that you will move mountains chasing after me, Father God. When I was in darkness without a light, you would come and hold me and speak to me. When I was cold and could not sleep, you allowed me to rest my head in your breast. You are my rock and you are my rod and staff. You surely comfort me. You are my Savior, my rock and my Redeemer. You are most beautiful and all-knowing, all-powerful, and you know my heart. Your mercy is upon my life. Everything that I touch is blessed. God, your love endures forever, and it is unchangeable. You are the most high and all-knowing, most wonderful God. Father, I can trust you when I don't know what direction to turn. Father, I can trust you with my desires. Because of you, there is no need for me to be fearful. There is no need for me to be boastful or brag, because I know that you are a loving and kind God to all of your children. Father, I know that you hear all of our prayers. Father God, continue to be with us, Lord. Cover us continuously as we connect, as we go. Lord, allow us to move freely on earth, knowing that your light surrounds us. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you. Hallelujah. There's nothing more powerful. I'm sorry. There's nothing more powerful or above you. Lord, continue to order my steps and bridle my tongue, Lord. Let the meditation of my mind be acceptable, Lord. Give me strength to continue to be a faithful servant of yours, Father God. Lord, watch over my children. Bring me strength to be a good mother. Lord, if I have wronged anyone, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, let your mercy be upon me, Father. Lord, let my heart be pure. Lord, allow my mouth and my mind to be pure. Let not the enemy come to try and hurt me. When he do come, let me be strong enough to knock him down. Lord, show me your way and not my own. Lord, today I come in thanksgiving, spreading your joy, letting peace be with you and I, Lord. Thank you for giving me peace and a sound mind. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of any sins that I may have committed. Lord, rescue me from any perils and trials that may come today. I'm excited to go into your house and worship and serve you. God, you are such a wonderful God, and my soul cries out to you in search of your love and light, and I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Country boy, will you give Country Boy a copy of that, please? I am asking you for a copy of it. And if you give it to Country Boy, I'll get it. And by the way, you are welcome to come on this show every day of the week. Come on back, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on back now, yeah.
I'll give him a copy of it.
Well, you come back.
That was awesome, Derek.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rick, you want to close it out?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Come on back now, yeah? God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day. Bye now. Thank you.